This is Suzanne Presto reporting from the Presidential Palace in Port-au-Prince. We took a helicopter in from aboard the USNS Comfort. We got here. The helicopters have been landing nonstop. This is one of the few moments that it has actually been quiet enough for me to actually voice anything. People load up, people wearing street clothes on stretchers, some of them covered in sheets, some of them with IV bags resting alongside them on the stretcher. Flying in, it's apparent that the Presidential Palace, the top floor, has basically crashed in. And the sides are pretty scraped up and worn away. You can see the concrete. We're in the backyard now where the peacocks and the geese are acting as peacocks and geese would. There are people all along the front of the complex. There's white cinder block walls that people are standing on and then peering through the green wrought iron fences. Some of them who are standing on the ground are actually pressing their faces through the legs of other people, whether it's to see what's going on here in the front yard with all the helicopters coming and going, or whether it's to have someone who's in the front yard see them. Difficult to know. Flying in over Port-au-Prince, we also flew over the pier that collapsed on Wednesday morning in what was believed to be a 6.0 or 6.1 earthquake. The tail end of a cargo truck is dipping into the water. This is Suzanne Presto reporting from the Presidential Palace in Port-au-Prince.